Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, it's early on a Sunday for the first at the match of the season, and we're heading north to Edinburgh for the derby. My first Edinburgh derby. It's Hibs versus Hearts.
Go on, mate. How you doing? Can I get Easter Road, please?
Not that one, not that one. Yeah, that one.
Thank you. Yeah, please.
Is he in your office, is it?
Put it a year, please.
So with time ticking towards our midday kickoff, I met up in front of the main stand with Matty Fairney, host of the Hibs podcast Long Bangers, and Martin Geisler, a journalist for BBC Scotland, but at Easter Road very much in his capacity as a huge Hearts fan.
Matty, Martin, how are you feeling this morning?
Nervous but quietly confident.
I'd like to say confident to the point of being arrogant, because that's our default position here, but I'm not. The nerves always jangle.
Because the pressure's on you lot, because you're big favourites, right? The Hearts?
I don't know, it depends who you ask. I mean, probably Bookie's favourites, but if you ask any supporter, it's all bets are off on a morning like this. Anything could happen. They're always quite tight, these games. Yeah. I always fancy us here. I love winning here so much. I like winning here unusually more than I hate losing here. So, but the pressure, I mean, history says the pressure's on us here, because we're expected to win, I suppose, yeah.
So, if you think, Matt, if your morning routine before you come to a home game, what is it? And how's it different when it's the derby? Is it different when it's the derby?
Yeah, so if I start to sleep more for a normal home game, so I had no sleep last night, I visit the bathroom less for a normal home game than I do for the derby. And because they normally put these on at daft times, you don't get a chance to go for a drink beforehand, so it's right. Kind of straight here, park the car, try to avoid the traffic, and then just soak up the atmosphere as the ground's filling up.
So is the midday kickoff a real pain in terms of your match day routine?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. The part of the build-up, you know, when you're sitting and kind of chatting with your mates about the game and you've got a couple of hours to look forward to, it's just, so you're out of your bed and then driving across the Easter Road when it's a 12 o'clock kick-off, so totally changes it.
So I saw some Hearts fans had taken over a pub like about like 400 yards up there, defiant, confident.
Unseemly, I think, is another is another adjective. I mean, like, we just love this day out, but I mean, Matt is right. This kickoff time's a nightmare, and midday on a Sunday just does nobody any favours apart from, you know, the schedulers at Sky or wherever. I've got pals on both sides of the city. I love going for a beer beforehand with Hibs and Hearts fans, because you probably won't go afterwards. You don't feel like mixing necessarily one side, won't feel like mixing after. It's absolutely, so getting a half-decent undercoat on before this fixture is a real rite of passage thing, and it's just not the same if you can't do that. It takes probably a third of the atmosphere away this kick-off time, I would say.
So what's the secret of Hearts being good at the moment? Like, it was an incredible first season back up. How'd it happen?
Well, I mean, there you are, good at the moment. We were in the Championship a season and 2 games ago. We're not that good. We had a good season last season, I think, because other teams weren't very good. Dundee United, Aberdeen, Hibs underperformed. I watched them every week last season, and believe me, we flattered to deceive in terms of our league position. We've got the nucleus of the team we managed to keep, so that should be quite good. The players we've brought in at the moment, after one game, seem to be better than the players by and large who we've let go, apart from one, John Souter, who will be a big loss for us. But let's see. I mean, look, I want us to be better than we were last season, because if we're not going to finish third again.
So Hibs, Matt, you're kind of starting again. Mm-hmm. New coach after last season, because my initial plan had been to do an at-the-match Hibs Hearts at the back end of last season. Then I look at the fixture list and I'm like, there's not any left, because you weren't in the top half. So it's like starting again from scratch and playing catch-up.
Yeah, it's almost a full new team. So we haven't really got rid of that many people. One of the players we got rid of, we've just brought back. Martin Boyle's on the bench today. That's going to be really exciting to see him. Very, very good player. But the rest of the players are more or less an unknown quantity. We've got David Marshall, who's a bit of experience in goals. Aidan McGeady, but then he got injured straight away. So the rest of them are players that we've kind of picked up from across the continent. And I've got no real idea what it's going to be like, but it's exciting at the same time.
So you've had a little taste of Lee Johnson. I know you've had him on your podcast. What do you make of him so far?
Very impressive. He definitely knows his onions. I like the way he talks about the game, thinks about the game. But really, the proof of the pudding is what happens on the pitch, because I would have said the same about Sean Maloney as well. We had him on the podcast. He was very, very impressive. Terrible, terrible manager. So it's one of these ones you're kind of the cynic in me. We'll give him a few games and see how he gets on.
So we know this is sold out, mine. How easy or difficult was it to get a ticket?
Tricky. You've got to have the right number of loyalty points. You've got to put the hard yards in at the unfashionable away games last season to qualify. We've got 15,000-16,000 season ticket holders, and we get 3,500 tickets for this. So
right.
There you are. There's the figures.
Okay. So you were on holiday trying to source yourself a ticket, weren't you? How was that?
I left.
That's the data bill.
I left it in the hands of the guy I normally go with. There are two guys I go with. One who is uniquely unreliable, who was allowed nowhere near this. The other of whom is a producer for a film company for a living. So I can leave. I can rely on him to sort stuff out. And we all just about get across the threshold. So it was all right. But no favours pulled. All tickets earned, properly bought, paid for, and earned by going to unfashionable places on wet Wednesday nights in November away from home.
Well, I guess this is the dessert. This is what makes it worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, listen, ask me in 90 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing. So I guess my question would be, do you remember, A, your first Edinburgh derby that you came to, and B, your first away Edinburgh derby that you came to?
Both the same, because when I was a kid, Hearts never played Hibs. We were in the different divisions, yo-yo teams, and just kind of never the twain shall meet. And then a Hibs player called Jim MacArthur, goalkeeper, had a testimonial game. And unbelievably, the authorities, both city authorities and football authorities, allowed him to play Hibs to play Hearts. And this was the first meeting of the teams in years, certainly my first experience. It was at Easter Road. MacArthur got pelted with missiles. The game ended and Hearts went up, and the Hearts supporters put the front windows of Jenner's department store in and got themselves on the front pages of all the newspapers. Absolute bedlam. I must have been about 8 or 9 years old. And my parents took a very dim view of where I decided to spend the afternoon. It was an unforgettable experience. But late 70s, early 80s, football was a madhouse. And it was genuinely unforgettable. But this fixture has had its real ups and downs for me, more ups than downs. But it's always a great fixture. It's one you look forward to. And playing Hibs has got a slightly different feel for me. Hibbies hate this because they think we're at it. But you know, I love playing Hibs because loads of my pals are Hibbies. I really hate playing Celtic and Rangers because I get far more pent up. I see Celtic and Rangers in a completely different way than I see Hibs. Hibs are a team like us, but very different. They are absolutely sworn enemies for 90 minutes in a game like this. But they're not the real enemy. They're our rivals rather than our enemies. And I think that's quite healthy. And that fixture, I think that comes through in this fixture a wee bit. I don't know if Matty would agree.
I have no friends who are Hearts fans. I'm only joking. Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's like a healthy and very common rivalry. It's easier for the Hearts fans to enjoy the rivalry more than Hibs fans, I would say, because their record is significantly better than ours in the fixture.
It's the best way to wind up Hibs fan. Just say, hey, listen, I quite like seeing your team doing well. I quite enjoy seeing Hibs doing well. It's good you're back. They absolutely hate that.
That's like the Sir Alex Ferguson. I really respect that. That team sort of business, isn't it?
They know we don't mean it when we say it either. We're just at it.
So you were telling me, Matty, that on your wedding day, there was a Hibs Hearts game. How did you work your way around that?
Just pretended it didn't happen. It was a Festival Cup. It was like a friendly that they put on in Edinburgh Festival. And that, I think it only lasted maybe 1 or 2 years. Stupidly picked my wedding date on the same date as that fixture. So we were trying to get a note of the score just after I did my vows, but I wouldn't admit that to my wife. We had spies.
Do you have a favourite derby memory?
There are a few. Recent years we've had some good wins against Hearts here. We're a 2-2 at Tynecastle on our way to win the Scottish Cup. We were 2-0 down, came back, won, drew 2-2, then won the replay, and then went on to win the Scottish Cup, and the big massive hoodoo, which I'm sure you're probably aware of, was 114. You'll know better than me how many years it was.
105, wasn't it?
114.
114?
Yeah, 114.
1902, is the
yes.
Of course it was.
So the 2-2 draw for all it wasn't a win sticks out, and then we won the next year in the Scottish Cup here, I think 3-1, but it was 3 going on 4-5. It was a big win. Great atmosphere that night as well.
So what was it like when you were both in the Championship battling to get back in the Prem, knowing there's so little margin for error and you're both trying to get back up there?
I was living abroad at that point, so I didn't really experience that season in the same way as everybody else did, and I'm quite glad. There's tension, isn't there? You're both in a division that's notoriously difficult to get out of. Whoever gets stuck down there might get bogged down there for a long time, and it could be your rivals that keep you down, that have their foot in your head. So I'm glad I wasn't here.
How did you find it?
It was grim. Hearts were flying that season. I think they beat Clyde, no, Crown Beath 10-0.
Yeah.
You know, Hearts had a great season, but Rangers were in the league that season as well, so it was really difficult to get out of it.
Yes, I don't want to keep you too much from the pre-match excitement. I guess.
I'll get my ticket.
Oh, right, I definitely don't want to keep you in that case. I'm going to have to ask you both for a prediction. It's not like it's recorded, don't worry about it, just feel relaxed about it.
2-1 Hearts, Forrest and Shanklin to score.
That's very specific, I like it.
I fancy Hibs by a couple of goals today. I just have a wee feeling. It could be the lack of sleep. Maybe 3-1.
Do you know what that would be? I really like seeing Hibs do well.
We see what you've done there.
Thank you.
pop safe. Craig Gordon. Blocking off Yuan. He made a really good run down the left. Found loads of space. Really tight angle. And corner for the Hibs. In the Hearts opportunity, big diagonal out to Shankland on the left, pulled it inside, decent enough curling shot, obviously took a little nick and has gone behind for the corner, and now you can hear the Hearts fans. Opener for Hearts. Not quite against the run of play. They've not created a load of chances before. Good ball over the top. Strickland brought it down. Just about edged it past Marshall in goal. And there is a smoke bomb and a flare in the goal mouth where Craig Gordon's occupying. Just in front of the Hearts fans, you can now hear. I can smell the gunpowder at the moment. That's why there's been a little delay to the restart of the game. Hearts fans not fussed about that. And having toughed out some difficult-ish moments in the first half of the first half, they've got themselves a very handy little lead.
The court official has indicated a minimum of 2 minutes to be added to the first 45.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
He's got more in the second half. The mighty Unibank Tampere FC.
Double save from Marshall. First from Shankland. Ball came in from the right. And then he got up straight away to bat away the rebound. We're 2 minutes into the second half and Hearts have come out like they've been fed on raw meat during the break and they just want to finish it off. Great ball out to Chabraya on the Hibs left. Left back got himself in a great spot for a cross. And then with three waiting in the middle, really overcooked. It went past everyone. And it's the first real glance that Hibs have had in the attacking half. Like, Hearts have been totally in control in the opening 10, 12 minutes of this second half. So they've made the one sub, Hibs. And you'd think with a high profile returning Martin Boyle, who's just come back from the Middle East, sort of burning a hole in Lee Johnson's pocket on the bench, surely they've got to give him a bit of a go at some point as well. Shankland. Hearts ended up getting the free kick. Home fans not happy. Bibbs definitely need to show a bit more of that sort of fire. Really hasn't been an enormous supply in the second half so far. Cochran there cutting up Boyle. Just as there seems to be a little glimmer of something for Hibs. Well, that's been Hearts all day, really. Really organised, confident. In fact, quite a difficult start. Settled really well, protected the lead without being negative. Bashiri cross flicked up, he had a free header, what, 5 yards out? couldn't get over it, nodded over the top. And that might be that. Ref's looking at his watch. Penultimate kick of the game. Could not have been any later.
After we caught our breath, I spoke to Greg McEwen, Hibs commercial director, about the joy of getting fans into a full Easter Road and just how you hold it together when everyone else is absolutely losing their minds.
So how is this as a first game of the season for you? I mean, presumably the first game of the season is busy for you anyway. You're just building everything up again post-COVID, as everyone is. But this is the derby as well. I mean, that is a lot to be getting on with for a first game, home game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but let's be honest, it wouldn't have mattered who we were playing today. We would have still wanted a full house, we would have still wanted to sell out hospitality. So the fact it's Hearts, yes, it adds to the whole atmosphere and the occasion. But as I say, the unveiling of the new lounges, the whole stadium, the internal bowls all had a makeover, the new LED boards, the works that's been put in over the summer. There was a lot to do in a very short space of time, and it's went right up to the wire, but we've managed to do it. And it's huge kudos to everybody, the club, the operations team, right through, and all the contractors who have been part of it. And it's great seeing the fans back in, as you say, past, like, coming out of COVID, and having all the lounges full and the atmosphere that's in there, the vibrancy. And being the first game of the season, you want to build a bit of momentum. So we've done that today. And now we're away from home next week, but our next home game's Rangers. So we've got another big game to come. So it is. It's all about momentum and putting smiles on the fans' faces.
So how does your day look? I mean, obviously fans have their certain ways of preparing for things. It's kind of early in the day as well. So presumably it's a big start for you as well. How does your day look like on a match day?
I would love to say it's just about a day, but it's the days building up to this, the preparation. But this morning we were on site 6:30 this morning, doing briefs, making sure that staff are fully aware of the do's and don'ts, where people are to go, making sure that all the systems are in place, that tables are set up, that the kitchen's all prepared, seating decks already, turnstiles are working, making sure that everything's operational before you can welcome a fan in the stadium. Like, our sponsors arrived at 9:00 this morning for a tour of the stadium, mascots arrived at 10:00, getting their full experience, they're in the changing room at 10:10, meeting the players, then it just runs on from there. So the full running plan that was pulled together, that the staff get the day before the game to familiarise themselves with it, and we'll be going until about 6:00 tonight, so it's a proper 12-hour day.
So from your perspective, there's like no nerves about the game because there's way too much to do?
You're always looking at things and saying, how could we do better? The game's always the bit that can help. We can't control that, so it's all about controlling the controllables, and that's what our focus is, and making sure that staff know what their jobs are and who they can go to if they've got any questions, and trying to streamline that as much as I can.
So obviously you have experiences with former players and all sorts of stuff like that. What do you feel like fans most respond to in terms of that?
Well, it's all about different offerings and different experiences. It's not the same in every lounge. So, for example, the mascots were in the changing room before the game. They then get into the press lounge for a bit. They do their own warm-up on the pitch when the players are warming up on the pitch.
Oh, amazing.
And then our top lounge, they don't get a past player in there at the moment. They actually got somebody from the analysis team in there this morning who was giving them detail on how we expect Hearts to line up and that what our intel tells us. So they were getting proper behind-the-scenes access.
So do you feel that what fans actually want out of this is changing recent years then?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the way that we used to do football up here is the round tables of 10 and sitting and watching games that way. But it's all different now, so the lounges are completely revamped. And for me, we're leading the way in Scottish football now. And really, like almost like a Premier League club down south in terms of the offerings. And hopefully, the feedback that we get today is exactly that.
Well, I think that last minute equaliser certainly helps. I mean, how long are you hoping for again?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the bar sales will probably be up after that last minute equaliser, sorry. So yeah, it will certainly help.
From speaking to Greg, it's back inside to get a few words from the man of the moment. That's right, Martin Boyle. Now, he joined Saudi club Al Fazali in January, but after they were relegated, he came back to Hibs, and it couldn't have been a more dramatic return. After his international clearance came through late on Saturday night, he got the call that he was in for the derby. But how late exactly?
Last night after my homemade macaroni and chips, when I got the phone call, so yeah. That's when I went into panic, went to Asda for a few bottles of water and a strawberry yazoo. So, nothing like Scottish football, is it? But, yeah, it was a bit bizarre. Obviously, the Queen has came through and, yeah, obviously I had to focus on the game and got up this morning and the rest is history.
Do you think your chance had gone because you had a really great opportunity just prior to it?
Yeah, obviously I knew that I'd maybe get one chance. Pitch was a bit dry near the end and I thought I squandered it, but yeah, got to always keep believing and getting that position to score goals, and thankfully I did.
You've had plenty of big moments at Hibs before, Martin. Obviously that might not be the most important, but in terms of emotion, was that right up there?
Oh yeah, that was incredible. I've never felt anything like that in my life. It's probably not really sank in yet. Obviously got training tomorrow and all the lads are off, so that'll probably when it'll be sunk in. But yeah, it's obviously a great feeling. Good lads down there welcomed me in, great again, and yeah. Can't wait to get a pre-season under my belt and kick on.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.